here's the conclusion. Jesus believed the Bible that you hold tonight. He read the Bible that you read. He prayed the words of the Bible you and I have today. And God has made an amazing claim. See, now we're looking at the New Testament. What does God say we should do with the New Testament? Well, this is 1 Peter 1. I just want to read to you. Since you have purified your souls in obeying the truth, did you know the only way to purify our souls is to believe that this is truth? As soon as we unhook the mooring line of the Scriptures and say, well, I'm not so bold. I won't name the people that Ken Ham named, but those people he mentioned that are very famous and writing books today, they are getting squishy about saying that all. Why? Because public pressure is against them. The gay issue, homosexuality, the role of women, the definition of marriage, the definition of life and conception, all of those things are here, clearly. Jesus said, you've purified your souls, but it only comes by obeying the truth through the Spirit. We have to believe that this is the inspired Word of God. What happens? In sincere love of the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart. Do you know why the church is growing cold? Because there can't be fervent love for the brethren, genuine biblical love, if there isn't genuine biblical truth to purify the soul. That's why the Bible says the wicked run when no one's pursuing them, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. If you're not sure what the Word of God is, you're not defeating the devil, and you don't have a purified soul, so you can't have boldness. That's why we're retreating. That's why it's so refreshing to go see a group of people that are fearless in their proclamation of the gospel. Fearless. They don't go, well, I can't go there. I might get in trouble. They say, I'll go there and get in trouble. What am I here for? I was redeemed to serve. That's what a pure heart does. Verse 23, having been born again. Oh, now we're getting right down to salvation. Having been born again, not of corruptible seed. You can't be born again from an unreliable, untrue, error-filled Bible. That's why I think young people are jettisoning the church. They haven't been born again because they don't believe the Bible's true. A corrupt seed can't make you born again. It's not corruptible. It's incorruptible. The Word of God, which lives and abides forever, verse 24, because all flesh is grass, the glory of man. But now he's quoting from Isaiah 40. Peter believed Isaiah. You know, I mean, what else would you think? Because Jesus did, so he did. But the glory of man is as the flower of the grass. The grass withers, the flower falls away. But the word of the Lord endures forever. Now, Peter is saying, Peter executed by Nero, probably 67 A.D., Peter, the one Jesus said that you're Peter, and on your confession of me as the Christ, I'm going to build my church. Peter that was given the keys, and he used all of them. Peter opened the gospel to the Jews. Peter opened the gospel to the Samaritans, second use of the keys. Peter opened the gospel to the Gentiles, the keys. He used all three of them. And the Lord allowed him to be the opener of the gospel to all the groups of humanity. He said, but the word of the Lord endures forever. And this is the word which by the gospel was preached to you. Now, chapter 2. Therefore, laying aside all malice, all deceit, all hypocrisy, all envy, and all evil speaking, as newborn babes, desire the pure milk of the word. Why? It's the only way to grow. What did kids' songs say? Read your Bible, pray every day, and you'll grow, grow, grow. And don't read your Bible, don't pray every day, and you'll shrink, shrink, shrink. That's where they get it from. That you may grow thereby. If indeed you have tasted the Lord is gracious. How do you taste the Lord's gracious? Believing His Word. Jesus believed this very Bible you hold tonight. See, that is something you can build your life on.